It's been 3 weeks, but your girls are here. It's been we're trying to figure out again, okay, guys, what we're doing. We are here. We're here for you. Happy Sunday. Your Sunday Syndicate is back together. In case you don't know, I am Al, host of Al, Give Me an Al Yeah Pod, and my lovely tag team partner, Mika. How are you today?
I'm in the building. I'm here. I'm good. We're going to make the shake and get back into the groove of something or other. But we did miss y'all. It's been some good time away. Needed the time away, but you guys are well missed. So please know.
Hope you all enjoyed your breaks. Hope you all enjoyed Mania last week. And all the wrestling that was last week and that is going on. Because a lot happened in the 3 weeks that we were gone.
Yes, and we are not about to spend an hour of this show recapping everything that happened over the week. Nope. We always tell you guys you are free to, you know, tweet us or ask us about things as they happen. Because like now it's just not possible for us to go all the way back and do all 3 weeks and then try to do this week as well. Some things may get touched on because, you know, things are still happening. But as far as like going all the way back, we're not going to do that. We hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we have, and we're gonna keep going.
And we have like 4 hours to run through. We were rampaging, we were colliding, and we battled some belts. So we got a lot also this week to catch up with, because Tony said, no, the wrestling is not over. We're going to give you more. also, quickly, take a shot every time you hear we're the best wrestle now on AEW, because boy, oh boy, they're hammering that in.
I don't know who any of this is anymore. Whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, Tony.
Let's go back. We're going back to Friday, guys. Remember, this is how we do it. We go Friday, we go Saturday. So we will be doing Rampage, Collision, and Battle of the Belts. Hey, Casey. And remember, if you guys say anything controversial, you will be put in timeout. These are the rules.
I'm going to just address it.
Yeah.
Y'all know me. I address it. We're going to talk about it right
now. Hit those slam chats, guys. It helps us. Helps Body Slam. We appreciate it. You got a little extra. You're feeling generous. We love it. We appreciate
it. Yeah, it's crawfish season. And Meeks is lacking in the crawfish. So if anybody wants to donate to the Meeks Needs Crawfish Fund, there's actually crawfish festival today that I'd like to go to after this. So if y'all love me and you just want to give me, you know, a couple of dollars to get me a couple of little fishies, slam chats.
Yeah, listen, a coffee, help a girl out. You know, we're trying to get to Vegas next month for double or nothing, you know?
Yeah, I'm not going. Not going.
Help a girl out.
Missed you too, honey. Hi, my favorite. I love you, Keys. I'll text you later.
Hey.
Hey, Eddie, you're on time today. Yeah, y'all can have Vegas. Babe said we're not going, so we're not going.
Gotta leave a girl hanging. Anywho's.
I'm sorry.
Let's go back. Like I said, let's go to Rampage.
What do you want me to do?
Well, I mean,
I can go by myself, but.
Yeah,
don't
we're safe.
We'll worry about it. DC's birthday weekend. Okay. Sean, I will text you. We'll talk about it.
Okay, guys. Let's get back to what I was saying. It was Rampage. We open.
That's a lie because you was here on time. That's a lie.
What did I just say about timeout?
It's a lie and the truth ain't in you, Eddie. And I don't appreciate that type of treatment. We just got back.
We've been anyway, here back 5 minutes, guys. Oh my god. Orange Cassidy versus Alex Reynolds, because Tony likes to ruin my life.
Are we? We didn't have a show Wednesday?
No, I think Lyric did. I thought they did. Because I think she was gonna have a time with that because
you don't want my thoughts. You don't want my thoughts. You don't want my thoughts.
Everyone's mind is made up.
Oh, by us, yes.
Yeah.
I would just say this. Oh, yeah. My mind wasn't made up one way or the other. I didn't care one way or the other, but it pains everything in my insides to say this, but Pepsi Cola was right, and That's just that on that. The footage didn't do anything good or bad. It didn't help. It didn't hurt. It was not needed. Wasn't necessary. And it was a waste of a segment. I mean, you could have put a whole match there that could have to submit why AEW is an alternative to WWE. And instead of that, you played into their hands with the ploy and you had their star trending across three different companies. And he's only signed to one. So it really didn't do... I would have preferred they trolled us than to do it.
Yeah, that's what I really wanted. Even a voiceover would have been funnier. Or like, I don't know. Anyways, that happened.
And they knew what they thought it did. Good luck to them. And hi, Sloan. Oh, my big brother is here too. Okay, y'all do love me because I didn't know I would be here today. So thank you, and Sloan here. I need y'all's energy all day, please. I love y'all so much. My nephew is here, Cobra. Listen, I need y'all because anyway.
I see. Orange Cassidy versus Alex Reynolds. Guys, I'm gonna move on because I don't want to talk about it more. It's done. Let's all move on.
I mean, we finally got what everybody wanted. Everybody wanted Trent to turn, and he turned. So. Congratulations to all the Turn Trent Heel people. Tony embarrassed himself. I feel the secondhand embarrassment. Yeah, it was cringe. Very cringe. Pepsi Man continues to be a hypocrite. Yeah, Cornette in his comments. Listen, that man is, if y'all have not realized one thing about CM Punk, he gonna keep a bag and he gonna do whatever it takes to keep a check. His wife likes nice things and he gonna make sure that he provides them for her.
Yeah. She can do for her own, but he also knows he needs to take care of her.
He already complained that he loves thick AJ better than like in shape wrestling AJ.
It's true.
So
I guess he has to keep her home. Keep her thick. You know what?
Exactly. It sort of did. And Orange Cassidy and Trent are no longer friends.
Yeah, and then you have to fight my boys in the Dark Order against my Alex, and then they just troll them with the hugs, and I hate it. I am in pain. There's a lot happening. But Orange Cassidy defeated Alex Reynolds. Afterwards, Renee gets in the ring to be like, hey, what is up with the situation? You good? Trent comes out still wearing that best friend's t-shirt. And then Chucky runs in, and I got scared. I was real scared for a minute, but Chuck doesn't know what he wants. He's definitely giving divorce kid energy. He's in the middle of mom and dad's divorce, and he's confused.
Listen, it's time. You have to eventually figure
out. Turn on your friend?
No, you have to eventually figure out your identity as a wrestler. You have to figure out who you are as an individual. And because best friends came to us as a unit, and we love best friends as a unit, nobody but Orange and Chris really stepped out and said, this is who I am outside of matching sweatsuits. And in order to sustain yourself, you have to do that. And it's time. They can always come back together. I mean, think about it. We've had factions over time who have had 75 people in them. And they've all went out, shown who they are as individuals, and came back together. DX has had 92 different members in it. And we still love them. And we still support them. Just like what happened with Dark Order.
We did have a lot in them.
But we have to be able to appreciate you as an individual wrestler in order for you to sustain your career. We don't want you to always be the matching sweatsuit guys. Mark Briscoe is literally fighting through that right now. And not because he wanted to, but because Jay is gone. So it's like when you build in a group like that, it's a gift and a curse. And so now they're having to step back and step out. We've seen it with Shane Taylor Promotions. When they broke up, Khan had to go and make a whole name for himself. And he's done that. You know, it happens with all groups. It's a natural ebb and flow. And they'll be beefed out, and then they'll come back together because we know who they are, and they're all sappy boys, and they love each other. They're just all in their feelings right now. You know, but even like BCC, they're three individuals that came together, right? So it's like, they have to take that time apart, and it's going to be fine. And we're going to get to see them grow, just like we're seeing Jericho Appreciation Society. We're seeing all the different elements of that apart grow and flourish and be great. And if they come to get back together, great. And if they don't, best friends was a thing, and we got matching sweatsuits out of it. You know,
I never got my sweatsuit. Maybe they'll be on
parents now. That we can run down on Trent about, because he owes you that. We asked him for it, and he told you no.
You know what? I did ask. I don't remember. I know I meant it, but it was right after Jeff.
No, so you asked him, and he told you no.
I did? Mm-hmm. I don't recall that. I was in a haze after meeting Jeff, so can't recall. But anywho's, I understand why Trent did this, and he needs to be his own man, and he's been showing out for the past, like, 6 months, and I've been saying 2024, year of Trent, but he didn't have to do it this way. He had to break my heart this way. And now Trent's in the middle. Rocky's in the middle. Like, hello? Chaos has already been dissolved because Okada's now joined the Elite. So, like, chaos is in chaos. Like, everything's a mess.
You just have to love everybody where they are.
Yeah. I know.
Eddie, it's what are your thoughts about AEW showcasing more of the women's division? It's time.
It's great. And we will get into all of that.
It's been time. It's, they're there. Speaking of that, shout out to Anna Jay, the only woman in AEW.
About to talk about her.
Only woman in AEW history that was on every episode of AEW programming. She was on Dynamite. She was on Ring of Honor. She was on Collision, and she was on Rampage. Shout out to her. Mm-hmm. We love that baby. Yes, I did see Wale Mania was great. Rub it in. Why don't you? I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, we weren't there.
I'll block you. Where are you guys attending Dynasty? No.
No, no. We will preview it for you next week.
Sure. Yeah, we'll do that. But attending, no.
No, we're not going to St. Louis.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't go to Philly. What makes you think I'm gonna go to St. Louis? Just saying.
I'm a West Coast girl. You know, I'm trying to get to that double or nothing. Vegas.
Listen, Vegas is the big one. So
Vegas is. I love
Vegas. I got a friend about Vegas because there's a lot of things. Last year, Vegas it was a lot.
I think this year Vegas will not be as crazy. It's not.
No, but there's residual from last year's Vegas that will have to be dealt with. For me, not for you. You don't have the issues that I have.
Well, hit those slam chats just in case something happens in Vegas and we need to get Mika out of the clink.
Oh no, I won't be in jail. None of that. Just a lot of awkward conversations and people wanting to give me hugs. And we'll leave it.
You know what? Nah. Let him do his job. Anyway, speaking of Anna Jay, we see her backstage with my dude Al Scoops. And you know, she talks about Toni Storm, Mariah May, you know, all the making out, all the kissing, all the champagne toasts, all of this happening. And she's like,
I can actually see this, Eddie. Yeah. I can actually see that. I think that would be good for Anna.
I like it. I think we're getting seeds because
especially since her man is in there in New Japan anyway. Are they still together? I think they're still together.
Yes, she was actually at in Chicago for Windy City Riot.
She
had the scapegoat hat on. I've seen it. Very cute.
Might be something there.
I like it. But yes, so she had her little interview and Azumi pops up and she said they're all stupid. And then they do a cute little handshake and I like this teaming up. So
super cute.
It's very cute.
I'll miss Monroe did was piss off Monroe because Linda is more determined than I've ever seen her before.
We will get into this later because clearly by our faces there are gonna be two different reactions to Collision last
week. Yeah, you're not y'all are not gonna on the show, and I don't care.
Speaking of y'all more women,
one thing about Meeks is she don't change. So.
We like who we like, and that's why but we agree to disagree here.
Oh yeah, we definitely respect each other.
Yeah, we're not disrespectful.
Right.
Julia defended her TBS championship against Layla Hirsch.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of Layla Hirsch.
Yeah.
Oh, so her matches in turn do nothing for me. Good for her. Good job.
Yay, she's on TV. Okay. Ring of Honor representation, I guess. I don't know. Don Callis, Kyle, and your boy Hobbs were backstage. Callis promised that Hobbs and Fletcher are going to wear down BCC ahead of their collision match and, like, gouge some eyes out. He was getting real crazy. Real crazy Callis was. Like, he needs to calm down.
Yeah. I think she's still battling from a different injury, but honestly, Layla Hirsch just does not have, she's missing something that they really are trying to sell us that she has. She doesn't have it. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's missing. It's missing for me.
Yeah. And even like if you watch Ring of Honor, like her little tag team, like it's trying, you know. But it's not, I don't know.
Like it never gets out of first gear for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But if you like Layla, cool. Maybe you're seeing something, you know, you see things differently from us. I don't see it. Mm-hmm. We don't see it. It's not a knock against her. She's probably nice. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know her. but yeah, we get the promo. Okay. Anyways. Zach Knight versus Angelo Parker. It finally happened.
You finally pissed me off.
Zach Knight came out to his sister's theme song. Angelo alone, because Ruby said, nah, I told you not to call him out. So commentary said he has no girl. He has nothing left. He has no society. He has no girl. He's got to fight this insane British man all on his own. I would have liked Ruby to appear. I would have liked it. He tried. I feel like this could have been better.
It could have been much better. I mean, that's not on Ange.
No. I don't think it was Ange, because Ange looked great out there.
That's what people are speculating, Eddie. Especially since Jade left.
Yep.
Because I hate to say it, but she was one of their most marketable women. And Britt's not around right now. So.
But yeah, this could, I feel like it could have been better. I love this story. We all know this is for me. The drama, the cheesiness of it all. It did nothing. Not Angie's fault. I think he did great. He tried his hardest and
And we're going to move on from that because I give nobody in that family any time or attention.
Yeah, no.
We have no idea, Dwayne. Honestly, we have no idea.
She's posting photos. She's taking, she's looking hot, but I don't know.
She's just cleaning teeth. We don't know where she is.
She's just hyping Adam up for his return. I don't know what's going on. Who knows?
Now you know damn well.
Guys.
My type. Everybody knows what Meek's type is. Everybody that tunes into this show knows what Meek's type is.
We just talked about him.
Powerhouse Hobbs. Okay? A Shane Taylor. A Khan. I like big brown men's. Okay? Zach Knight never stood a chance, honey.
Also, really, he said he wants Ruby now? Like, he's, like, fighting, like, this is for Ruby? No. I hate it. Kyle was backstage.
Tyson, your ass has to get blocked.
What did I say?
You know what? You're going to have to send me money for that. I'm going to send you my personal Cash App because... Exactly. Exactly, Joseph. You got to have some kind of motion, okay? You got to be doing something. Eddie, that's how I know you missed us. That's how I know you missed us, okay? Sorry, I only brought her brother in thinking Ruby would like him. Exactly. That's the only reason.
First of all, if anyone with eyes is like her brother or Angelo, clearly the nice French Canadian.
I don't even like that category of man, but the nice French Canadian is beating Zach all day.
I understand.
That's not even my category. I don't engage in that. That's not mine.
I understand, Ruby, but respectfully. Anyways.
And he's nicer in person. And he's pretty hilarious. Okay?
Yeah. See? Vegas, I get last it. Year.
He's a funny guy.
I get it. Funny. I get it.
Yeah.
And he takes care of his hair. You know what? I get it, Ruby.
I get it. Not for me, but I get it, girl.
For me. Anyways. Kyle was backstage. Then Rocky was backstage. He said, you know, he wants a fight with him whenever available. Rocky's like, hey, man, that's cool. If you win the title, maybe we could wrestle for the title. Then Roddy came in and I don't know. He said Kyle can have the title if it doesn't involve him. I don't know. Drama. Nonsense. Whatevs. Jay White appears. And he beat up Matt Sydal. I'm sick of Matt Sydal just showing up because I know what's going to happen to poor Matt Sydal. They just pop him in for him to lose. Poor Matt Sydal.
He don't deserve that.
He does not.
But
also, like, I don't even like Jay White, but, like, what are we doing with Jay White?
After the Bang Bang Super Gang, Bang Bang Scissors Super Gang, whatever, has dispelled, I don't know. I think it's time to let Jay run by himself.
But it's not fun anymore.
I'm not an acclaimed girl anymore.
No.
Yeah, Max.
No. Free Bowens.
Yeah, Free Bowens. And get Dad out of there. But
yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, me and Max I'm breaking up with the acclaimed.
Yeah, Max, we gave you a lot of leeway, and you...
Yeah, because that was gross. So. I don't care if it was a troll or internet personality or whatever you want it to be, but it didn't work for you. But yes, Matt has been reduced to a jobber. I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
Chilled and dressed Blanco only. Thank you. My mom is a little rough. I gotta get a coat.
I have not had that.
It's a little rough. Yes. He is. And character does not stand the test of time. And we'll move on from that. But it's time for Jay to be by himself. Especially since Juice is not back from his injury yet.
Yeah.
When Juice comes back, put the two of them back together. But it's time for Austin and Colton to do whatever they're going to do. It is time for Jay to just go on a rampage, like to challenge everybody in BCC one by one and beat everybody up. Like, yeah. just do something else. It's time.
Yeah, it's really run its course. It was cute. And now,
Yeah. Over it.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it. Ugh. Gross. But it is missing something without Juice.
Ugh.
And I hate to say it, but it is.
You're right. You're right. The honeycomb. They need that little honeycomb energy.
I need that honeycomb monster. I always tell y'all, I stand on business, but I will give respect where it's due. And Juice puts that group over. So him not being there, and not over as in single-handedly, but they're already there, and Juice just adds that extra. So it's like, it's missing a little bit without him, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Free Bowens. I can't wait for that international championship run. TNT title.
I want him to go after Hook and give him the FTW title.
I would like to see that.
Because we need somebody that can talk.
I would like to see that.
I think he'd be a great FTW champion.
Yeah.
And then let him and Anthony go at it. So apparently he's back in people's lives.
He is back.
Anyway, moving forward.
All right, it's time for Collision, guys. and we had the fun commentary team of Shivani and Daddy Magic. Love to see Daddy Magic on commentary. Just this is an aside. Nigel was not on my making my ears bleed this week, thankfully.
I will say this. I want them to keep Daddy Magic on commentary. He's a natural. He's really good. I would enjoy hearing him. Like, I think when he's ready, make that a, you know, side of the commentary. I think he'd be great. I want to hear him on an episode with Ian and Caprice on Ring of Honor.
Ooh, yeah, I'm against the three man for Ring of Honor, but I want to see that.
Yeah, at least just once, just for me.
Just to try it out. Maybe. And just real quick, while we're talking about three mans on Ring of Honor, Tony, Nigel didn't need to be there at Supercard. I get it, but also, eh. No, they were fine. They were fine without him. Okay, we opened Collision up. House of Black versus Dante Martin.
Yes, he has slimmed down.
And Matt Sydal, speaking of Matt Sydal, because Darius is getting his pilot's license.
Okay. All right.
It's a real top flight.
Whatever makes them happy.
I guess. Would you trust that man to fly you?
No. I wouldn't trust that man to order me an Uber. So no. They're kids to me.
That's true.
They're the cute little babies that don't need no responsibilities. Just let them flip around the ring.
That's like, true. Yeah.
Pilot. Absolutely.
He's like 12.
Please. 12. 12 and a half.
Oh, a half. Yeah, that's important. That changes the game. That he could be 12 and a half to fly. But this match, fun.
Fun.
That this match is a great opening match. Yeah. We get House of Black. At first, it seems like House of Black is kind of like looking past these three. You know, we got a big match at Dynasty. So they're kind of not taking them seriously. And then they're like, oh, wait, we have to actually, we need to fight. And they did, but the boys, they got him with all those kicks.
Mm-hmm.
They all three of them had to take out Brody, though, because
I mean,
it's Brody. Yes. Also, shout out to Brody's little velvety tights. They're very cute.
Super cute.
They're very great. But of course, House of Black wins. Obviously. But this is the one time I was not upset at Matt Sydal. They put Matt Sydal in here, and it was very cute.
Yes. You know, listen, Eddie, the people at AEW say we are well-rounded.
Uh-huh.
You know, we are outside of wrestlers, we are dentists and we are pilots and we are explorers and we're rappers and we're old movie aficionados and... We do the things, you know? So they're trying to remain well-rounded people, I guess. Backup career after wrestling is over, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
And he ain't wrong here. But yeah. I don't, you know, and I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it either. I hated him fighting Jay on Friday, but I didn't hate this combo of the three of them. Also, please do not mind my cat. I don't know what is wrong with her back there.
Well, you know, she's our fourth host, you know, when
you know, we talked about Top Flight. Mm-hmm. This is kind of the energy Top Flight was bringing, Action Andretti. No water this week, so thankfully.
I think they've let the water bottle.
God, please let it go. I'm glad you're hydrated, but stop.
Don't do that on TV.
Please don't. Anywhere. Tony Storm, Mariah, and Luther were backstage talking about Wednesday. Got weird. Tony's getting weird, but I love it in the best way. She said she was...
The making out's a little much. I don't know what's happening anywhere. And I just...
I don't...
Okay.
What is it? We're getting champagne toast. People are making out.
Speaking of champagne toast... My brother Sloan is here. Luke Belair Champagne is a sponsor of this Your Boys podcast. and the blue bottle. I just had it. The Luke Blue, B-L-E-U. Y'all, I'm not a champagne girl. That shit right there is good. And if you want your mimosas to be green, because the champagne is blue with your orange juice, and you make it a little fancy, you know, you know what I mean? Luke down there. Hit them up.
A St. Patrick's Day mimosa.
Well, I was thinking like last weekend in Philly, because all of the gear was green and all of that. And then, you know, we got girls that wear green gear. So, you know, the Outcast, when Outcast mimosa, you know, a Ruby mimosa, you know, something like that. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll figure a reason to have green. No.
No.
Because I don't think he's going to trust him to fly commercial plane with all of them on it. So I think that's going to be a no.
No.
It's going to be a no.
No, that is also, a hobby.
Shout out to Amanda Huber. I love you so much, my girl. We're talking about AEW, and I'm always going to shout you out. I am so glad we have become friends. You are a wonderful freaking person, and you make me giggle. So, hey, girl.
Great follow on Twitter. Follow her. I mean,
awesome.
Yes.
But yes, they're getting weird backstage, and I don't know what's happening here.
She was gonna beat her. She's gonna beat Azumi so bad that she was gonna be in a fetish periodical. Ma'am? What?
Okay.
I don't know what's happening.
They don't know what's happening.
I don't know. It's all in, you know what? It kind of makes sense though. Everything is spiraling out of control. Things are getting weird. The end of Timeless Tony and Mariah is gonna be soon, I'm sure. Hook's dad talked to that other man, and that man's upset because he can't be his leader, his mentor. So Taz is gonna put them together on Wednesday in a room and have them talk to each other. That doesn't seem very Taz-like to me. I hate it.
I'm not a fan of this. I'm not usually a fan of real life families, real life couples, all of that being involved in storyline together. I'm usually not. I'll be honest with y'all. It's not always done well, and we can look back. Sometimes it's done great, but when it's bad, it is done bad, i.e. Naomi having to beat the hell out of Mandy. That wasn't like, what are we doing
Becky
here?
Becky and Seth.
Just not good, right? But this is one time where it should have been father and son. It absolutely should have been Taz. Taz is not cleared to wrestle anyway. Why can't he be a mentor? He's been a mentor on Tough Enough for 17 seasons. Why he can't be a mentor to his own funny looking kid and he has to go to Cruz Jericho? No.
First of all, no. Take that man should not. Back. No.
Take it back. Scratch it. Will Washington, I'm about to send you a DM. Because why are we doing that?
What are we doing?
Absolutely not. Take it back. Nobody asked for it. The last time you tried to mentor a group, what happened?
Look at Sammy Guevara. We don't want Hook turning into Sammy.
He's on the way. Ugh. So, it's enough for me.
Yeah, no, I hate it. Stupid. I hate it.
Jericho, go away for like 6 months.
Yeah, please. New challenge.
Daddy is going to solve the issues with Lion Hook. Ew. Hopefully, Daddy just tells his kid, you don't need this man. You got me. Let's go.
Yeah, maybe it's a bait and switch and Hook will just beat him up.
And they pull out the old Hummer and the old Taz gear from WCW days. Because ECW Taz, because this is not it.
Does anyone like this? Like, just like,
honestly, feelings?
I don't think anyone really likes this.
Hook and Jericho together. If y'all want Hook and Jericho together, drop something in the comments and let us know. Because
an orange heart.
Well, okay, yeah, we'll take an orange heart if you want Hook and Jericho together.
Yeah, I don't like it. I feel like the internet says no one likes this.
It's not for me.
Yeah, Jericho's salty because like Hook wants to be nice to Shibata. That's a mentor.
Jericho is now starting to come across as the honorary old man.
Oof.
And when you get to that point in your wrestling career, it might be time to sit it down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Old man yells at
this
clouds.
This is when Batista and Goldberg and Brock Lesnar become part-time. And I think this might benefit from you being part-time because right now they're just trying to insert you in things and it doesn't look great. It's not giving. Oh. Not giving.
I hate it. Mm-mm.
Have no one Shibata. Yet, so I'm guessing.
See? Speaking of Shibata. Shibata versus Lee Moriarty.
Outstanding match. Anybody who says that Lee Moriarty cannot wrestle had to eat their words.
Who's saying that?
Lee, there are people that believe it. Lee is one of the better, dare I say, top, one of the top technical wrestlers of his generation. Lee is absolutely amazing. Yes, he's a goofball. Yes, he dances to the ring and all of that. But once he hits that mat, being able to stand toe-to-toe with somebody like Shibata, the only thing that you could see was the difference between the two is the time, the experience. That's it. That is it. Lee looked amazing in this match. And, of course, Shibata looked great because, I mean, it's Shibata. We're not. Lee definitely stood up there with one of the masters, stood toe-to-toe. It was a great freaking match. It really was. Shout out to Lee. We love you.
Yeah. He looked great. He didn't look out of place. He didn't look lost. He was like, I belong here.
And he does. And right.
The reason he dances? He trains
the dojo. He trains the dojo.
Yeah. The New Japan Dojo in Long Beach.
Yeah, California. West Coast Dojo.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, he didn't look out of place. Him being in Shane Taylor Promotions has helped him so much. It's great. I love it. And like we said, we're talking about Anthony Ogogo. Anthony Ogogo was on commentary.
welcome, Daniel. Perfect timing. Daniel, go to your Googles and type in Anthony Ogogo. O-G-O-G-O. Ogogo.
The way it sounds.
Google that man so you can see who we're talking about right now. But yes, Anthony was on commentary. I think Shane Taylor can help people give a damn about Anthony Ogogo again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because after what happened that last time, there are a lot of very negative feelings about Anthony. A lot of people are not big on Anthony. His talent is still there, sure, but you have to get people invested in him again. Mm-hmm. And I think putting him with Shane, making him a workhorse like him and Lee.
Yeah.
I think that might try to help the Brit a little bit. It might.
Yeah.
It might.
You know, and he wasn't even like the worst on commentary last night. You know?
Oh, they do. They definitely do, Eddie. Yeah. Some of them do go, and a lot of so when Shibata was holding the Pure title in Ring of Honor, they did a lot of speaking about how a lot of Ring of Honor people either currently go or went and trained in the dojo, Trish Adora being one of them, very prominently talked about how many people have trained with him at the dojo and that, you know, they're starting to do more. So I think they definitely are and they should because, I mean, you can do nothing but make yourself a better, well-rounded wrestler, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. He got involved. He punched Shibata in the rib.
He did punch Shibata in the rib.
Yeah.
The ribs. I can go
and then he got him commenting. He's like, what happened? It's like, oh man, I didn't see that. How'd he get there?
Just
I didn't hate it. but of course, Shibata wins.
He does have a wife, but he's still handsome. I mean, yeah. Nice look.
We didn't say that.
We didn't say Gula's wife. We said, look at him. speaking of, just to segue to a little feel-good moment, if you can do both, if you can chew gum and walk at the same time, the awkward JCPenney photos of Big E and his girlfriend have dropped on the timeline.
Have they?
Cutest damn thing ever. And just in case you did not know, Big E's girlfriend is Mia Yim's sister. That is sister Yim. It is the funniest thing I've seen in a long time. And we're so glad that Big E is happy. And if he never wrestles again, I think it's going to be okay. But we did just get the 2-year update, and it's looking like he may not be back, but I don't think that that changes the impact of who he is and what he has to offer. So shout out to Big E. We love you. We love you. We love you. Do we think AEW Chef is on training for Sinon? Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely it should. You have Brian Danielson over there.
Shibata. Like
you got access to Danielson, you got access to Shibata, you got access to, dare I say it, gross, ill, Sabrina Deeb. Like Sabrina Deeb, you have access to great wrestlers that can honestly help. But a lot of the AEW wrestlers train in Natty's gym.
They are invited to go,
which is very interesting to me. But speaking of,
everyone goes there though. NWA,
free Ricky Starks. I think his time has come to an end with AEW, and it's time for him to move on.
Yeah,
I think it's time.
Yeah,
can you see that douche just being a douche over at WWE?
He was
so amazing.
Yeah.
Ugh, I hate it.
Yeah, the worst, but like the best.
Yes, 100%.
Anyways, it's run its course.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. They do. Yeah, and we're good with that. I mean, you know, we know they're all friends backstage. The 194 of us here know that tribalism only exists on the internet because these people are friends in real life. Because we go outside and we touch grass. So we understand.
Yeah. It's like, well, see, the people who complain don't have friends and like don't see outside. So that sucks to suck. Getting back to Collision. This just brings me so much joy to say. There was a
interesting.
Not back there.
Yay. No, you know who I was doing a good program with though that's not at WWE? Ricky versus the Rascals.
Ooh.
Today.
Ooh.
Him and Trey cutting promos against each other. Ooh. Or even him and Chris Bay cutting promos against each other. I like it.
The girlies would not know what to do with that though.
They wouldn't. They wouldn't.
Much. We got a minion emergency meeting with our girl Lexi, Athena, and our new women's world television champion Billy Starks. Give that woman an Oscar, not just a title, because I was scared for her. That's an aside.
Also, I always forget how tall she is until she's standing next to Athena.
It's true.
Okay. I like seeing new comments. Ricky came from NWA. No going backwards. Welcome RP Genius 316 to the conversation. I agree. No going backwards.
Yeah. No, don't. We know.
The only time you go backwards is if you go back for better. And right now the state of NWA wouldn't be better for Ricky right now.
Mm-hmm. Where it was when he was there?
It was sure.
Cute. I didn't mind it. I watched it then. It was cute. Now?
Yeah.
Anywho's, we had an emergency mem. Athena talked about her match against Red Velvet at an hour, but Battle of the Belts. She sends a warning out, you know? She's going to use her example to show the world what's going on.
Dad was like, look, get the gold. We don't care how you did it. Is you the champion? That's how my dad is. My dad would be like, did you win? Because...
So good.
Did you win? Okay, well then... Congratulations.
And mom was like,
she's under Athena. I mean, and Athena, while Athena is not a cheater in that sense, Athena will also do whatever she needs to do to keep her title. So, I mean, you know.
I mean, Billy's just using what she was taught. She is a 4.0 student. Like, she's not a dummy.
You got to chew. You got to chew.
Guys. I'm going to say this here. That's her stepdad, guys.
It's her stepdad.
Stepdad.
God. Just like the same people were making a comment talking about, I knew Cody Rhodes was black. That is his wife's dad.
That's his father-in-law.
That man is Cuban. Please.
Cuban, barely.
Y'all gotta chill. God, y'all gotta chill. Like,
we've learned so much about everyone's ethnicity lately.
That man is not black, okay? Billy is not albino. Her mama just like black men, okay? That's it. That's it. No, honestly, Boza, I'm just going to say this. Nobody thought Red Velvet was going to win this match.
No. No.
Nobody thought Red Velvet was not going to be the one to unseat the Forever Champion.
No.
Red Velvet? No.
I thought that was his mom.
A lot of people thought that was his mom's husband, but no, that's Brandon Caddy. And yes. If you look at him, he looks funny just like she does. But so broken, that's my black queen right there. I mean, at least she got some black in her. I mean, she actually has a black parent.
Yeah.
I don't have friends to see outside. First of all, Dwayne, you have friends because I'm right here. Hello. Hi, honey. We're friends. But yes, tribalism is, we're not doing that here. It is what it is. And if they're going to be friends in real life, I'm going to be friends with them. Like the people that were trying to call for Naomi and all of them to get fired because they went to see Sasha debut.
Just say you're miserable. Like, literally.
I'm gonna say this. Hell is a hot place. And some of y'all's back of y'all necks, the hair should be singed because you're on your way. Worry about yourself. Go outside and it's spring. It's officially spring all over the nation. Go outside and have an allergy attack. Do that. Playing in traffic is safer. But leave these people. They are friends in real life. Because you would shit if you knew how many of them were backstage at Mania. And how many of them were at each other's shows all weekend. How many of them were kiki-kiing and hugging and happy to see each other at WrestleCon. Like, grow up. Grow up.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. Don't you have friends? Well, you don't have friends. Yes, but you have a job.
And very well, because when she is not tan, it's not giving, but she has a black parent as well.
Genetics are weird, guys.
Genetics are a thing.
We come back from commercial. we see Lexi again, back with Roddy and the Kingdom. And she says, she asks if Wardlow has helped in their success. And Roddy says, nah, he's been doing this all on his own and promised to give Rocky a beating tonight at Battle of the Belts. Hashtag not my international champion.
Never will be.
Never. Daniel Garcia. Exactly.
They absolutely were, because we're all friends in real life, you know?
Yeah. Like, you don't leave a job and then never talk to some of those people again. Some you never
especially a job like wrestling, where anything can happen and you end up fighting your friends and you end up still working with your friends. You end up still seeing your friends. I mean, you know, Dustin tweeted what he tweeted and then was in the box with Manda and the Rhodes family for Mania. It is what it is. Like, y'all gotta grow up. We gotta grow up, man. We gotta grow up. Okay.
It's weird.
They're friends in real life, and they're going to be friends inside and outside, but we're going to get a little messy here because it's Sunday.
Sure, why not?
This CJ Perry and Damian Priest thing?
Yeah, what is this?
Apparently,
internet
they were close friends for the majority of the marriage, but since they've been separated, Lana has been very much attached to the hip to Damian Priest, to the point that she was at Mania, she was wearing Judgment Day gear, you know, congratulations to the champion. There's some risque beach photos that were posted.
We don't know these people. We don't know the timelines, but
it's looking like they're having the sex.
That, you know what? I saw the post and I said, curious.
curious. Long
Damian Priest on this WrestleMania post.
Long Damian Priest as the one to do that. But let me just plant the seed in your head. Now that Damian Priest is your heavyweight champion, I'm ready to see him and Bad Bunny running back in Puerto Rico. All right.
Yes.
I want it.
Yes.
Run it back for the culture.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't know what's going on there, but it's a little close. Shout out to Damian Priest, CJ Perry, though.
Bisexual Undertaker.
You said, so I saw something else that was more accurate. I can't remember what it was, but when I remember, I'll find it.
Drew called him Bondage Undertaker.
Bondage Undertaker, yeah. Oh my God. Eddie. Well, all you know, it could have been CJ that was throwing that little thing at him, okay? It may not even been him.
We don't know these people's life.
And y'all know that women are just as treacherous as men are, so we can also be the culprit. It does not always have to be the man. I'm just going to say it. Poor Miro.
Miro? I mean, what? What?
Somebody call him, because if he's watching this stuff on the internet, he ain't doing well.
Danny Garcia versus Angelico.
Love that.
It was a cute little match. Fun. I don't know what else to say.
It's not great. My baby daddy, period. There it is.
Yeah, this was a good match.
Daniel does love some Damian Priest. Mania put that over for Daniel. Yeah, we all watched together. And that was Mania.
First Mania?
First Mania as watching with them, yes.
Yeah.
The first thing we watched all together was Rumble. And that got them back. And then this Mania today, Daniel said, was very stressful, but enjoyed it. And as O'Shea Jackson called them, the Cocoa Butter Avengers were the highlight of Mania Night 1. Shout out to Jay Bianca and Naomi.
Just quickly, why was the sponsorships placed the way they were?
Dude Wipes, Wingstop, Gin and Juice.
I'm sorry. The brown people had the Agua Fresca?
Uh-huh. And the black girls had Wingstop?
Yeah. And the Gin and Juice?
Gin and Juice for...
To be fair, at least Snoop was out at that match. At least he was there at that side of that match.
So Gin and Juice, though?
It was bad. It was bad.
They knew what they were doing.
That was...
They knew what they
were doing. Not cute.
How did who meet, honey? Daniel? Dwayne? Me and Al? Yes, it was Daniel's first Mania. Or how did me and Daniel meet? Who you want to know? What back do you want to know? But anyway, where are we at? Who are we talking about?
We're Danny Garcia and Angelico.
I love this Daniel Garcia. It is time for Daniel Garcia to be on a... Put the rocket on him. He's so good.
Yeah. When is he getting his TNT championship match?
Take the FTW title off of Hook and put on Daniel Garcia. It ain't like it's doing anything over there.
Triple threat. Danny Garcia. Bowens. Hook.
Oh.
Double or nothing. Okay, probably like later, but...
I like it. I like it. I do like it. Hey, not my business. I'm still be watching for the books. I'm here for the graps.
Yes.
The graps and the outfits. Speaking of the Cocoa Butter Avengers outfits, top tier. Top tier.
And on SmackDown, Bianca and Jade, this is a quick aside. The purple.
Because I'm a purple girl. How do me and Al meet? So me and Al met in the Shadow Realm.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a show on a place that we no longer mention. And Al was hired to the network after me. And they wanted Al to debut on my show. And
no, they said, hey, do you want to talk about Dynamite? Does anyone want to talk about Dynamite? And we said, sure.
And we've been attached at the hip ever since. We did Vegas last year together. And it was a absolute blast. Does Damian smell good? I can answer that. He does.
I can see that.
He smells very pleasant. It's a spicy kind of masculine. Very masculine. Very masculine. Yes.
I can see that.
Yes. Also, Takeshka smells very good.
I don't remember what he smelled like, but he didn't stink. So, you know what?
You don't you think what he you smelled? No. He smelled very clean, like very fresh.
Okay, but you think I would because of the height difference? I probably was at like a pit level anyway, so.
Takeshka smells very good. And the Aussie Empire does not. Okay.
You guys, we're not even halfway done.
We got
Pac. We're talking about Pac now, I guess. He thanks Okada for accepting his challenge and whacking him in the head with a chair. It gave him a headache, but it also gave him motivation for Dynasty. Yeah, because they're fighting there, and I'm not mad about it. Moving on, Toni Storm, Azumi. This is where we see Anna Jay making her rounds on all the shows.
Yep. This is show number four at this point.
Mm-hmm. Her fourth show of the week. Looking great. Azumi also looked great. Not going to pretend I know everything about Joshi, but every time I see any Joshi girl, I am impressed, and I know they're way tougher than me.
Yeah, they hit hard.
Yeah, she's only 21 and has been wrestling for 10 years.
I was going to say she started training at 11. So.
Yeah, she's a literal child. But I also like that we're bringing in the Stardom girls for Toni too, because I feel like ever since Deonna said she wants like the old Toni, the real Toni, we've been seeing Ghosts of Christmas Past for Toni. We're getting Stardom. We're getting Thunder Rosa. Mariah in her old gear. We're getting her cracks. Like this is who you are.
Forever. It's been two years?
2 years.
We just, our personalities mesh very well together.
Yeah.
What is the point of Anna Jay at this point? Anna Jay is bringing looks and, mm-hmm. you know.
Queen slaying?
Honestly, she's bringing some continuity to the shows. Her being on all four shows this week definitely helped with continuity. And right. A lot of the people in AEW right now don't have a specific thing. They're just existing. And I think that's okay. For wrestling, everything doesn't always have to have a storyline, but you can see these people and they're still present, right? Because, I mean, they try to write storylines for everybody. We're going to be exhausted, but Anna's kind of just sliding in wherever
she fits. But it makes sense. She wrestled Mariah Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, all right, I know that even though Azumi, you know, came from Stardom, Toni was there, you know, but also like, I'm going to back you up because Mariah's there and she's crazy. Right. So.
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. I think it'd be great for her, and she can spend more time with her man, so I don't see why not.
Yeah. It's been beneficial for him. Why mm-hmm. go to Japan? He's selling out merch. Why not? She could only get better. She's right. already always getting better, but to put her in Japan just would put her over the top and give her something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That she needs. Moving on, Red Velvet was backstage with Lexi. She said she heard the trash talking from Athena earlier, and she promises to lay out Athena and show her why it was a mistake for Athena to come to her house. I don't know when this became Red Velvet's house, but all right, sure, we'll go with it. More promos. Mark Briscoe, always a joy to see on my TV, cuts a promo backstage. He acknowledges House of Black was trying to get them with fear and all of that spookiness. But he says next week at Dynasty, him, Eddie, and Adam are going to be three violent men. And they're going to bring a lot of violence to Dynasty.
Slowly. It's happening. This is happening slowly.
Mm-hmm. Baby steps.
Baby steps. It's easier one way than it is the other.
Don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I do know that right now is not a good time because Mercedes has all the spotlight right now.
Mm-hmm.
But right now it's not a good time.
No one knew for a minute. No more. We don't need any more players.
But you know,
although I think that was a conspiracy theory that Stokely has hired Megan to attack. So
leave it to Big Stoke. To
you know, that's a conspiracy theory that we worked out on this recently. I put my tin hat on a couple weeks ago. You can go back and watch. It's full of theories on that Mercedes, Willow, Chris situation. I still don't know. And it could go in plenty of ways after we saw Wednesday. That's, again, a brief aside.
Right.
Who shut off the lights and Mercedes? The acting was not it.
Right. That, yeah. We'll leave it.
All right. Here's when Mika's about to go off and we're going to have two different opinions. We're going to talk about Thunder Rosa's promo with Tony Schiavone. quickly before. She says she thanks everybody. She thanks the fans for being there. And she says, Deonna, I don't really need your help because I've done everything by myself. I've graduated college. I became a citizen. I've, you know, worked my way in this industry by myself. And then she's going to regain her title. And then she says, Tony, Antonia, she's going to take her title to take her spirit and her soul. Like, even if she has to break every bone in her body, she's going to get that title back because she never lost it. And the only thing that stopped her from getting it was her body breaking down a couple of years ago. Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
You got it.
I'll go first. I loved it. I think ever since she's come back, you can see how good she's getting on the mic, how comfortable she's getting. She's more intense, you know. I think she would be better if she was a heel, but you know what? It's fine. It's cool. I love it. I love this edge. I don't like that Tony and Thunder are fighting because these are both my girls. It really hurts my soul. I don't like that Tony came for the face paint, you know. That's like a mask, guys, but I love it. I love the passion from Thunder Rosa. I could feel it, and we all know, even if you don't like her, she works hard and she does love this. So I loved it. I'm ready. I love the passion. I love the energy. I loved it. She's getting better and more comfortable. I'm ready for it. Because when Tony rubbed that paint, I was like, girl, nope. All right. And now on the other end, Mika.
I don't care. I don't care about the passion. I don't care about the, I'm going to get my title back. It's been 2 years. I'm going to do. Girl, shut up. Girl, shut up. Either kick her ass or don't, but shut up about it. I don't want to hear no more. You've been telling us who everybody asked you finna beat since you've been coming back. You ain't beat their ass yet. Either get the title back and win it or don't. But girl. Like Dwayne just said, land the damn plane. Okay? Land it. We're circling the airport. We've been circling the airport for a year. Land the plane. Do whatever you're gonna do with it, land it. All your other girls are landing the plane. Why are you having trouble landing the plane?
She had to find her footing. And also, like, they didn't put her immediately back in. They had her building up wins to put her back into this title picture.
They have her building up wins, and her entire wrestling school is either jobbing or stars on their roster right now. That's not who you have building up wins.
She needs to get her confidence back.
You don't have your first AEW Women's Champions building up wins. You bring them back, and you bring them back. And that also is not on her. That's on Tony. That's on booking. Because if I'm a former champion, case in point, you don't see Nyla having to build up wins for nothing. When Nyla shows up, she shows out. Thunder should be the same way. When she comes back to put foot to ass. She don't come back to prove to y'all again who she is. You know who Thunder Rosa is.
That I agree with.
When Britt comes back, they're not going to be building her win streak. They're not going to give a damn about that. DMD is going to be submitting women from match number one when she comes back. Thunder Rosa, whether I like her or not, she calls for the same treatment. She should have been back in the top in the spotlight. She should have. Deonna didn't build up wins. Deonna built up 2 wins before she went into a whole program with, and they don't even know who Deonna was. Mm-hmm. People were just learning who she was. Thunder is not that person. You put her back in the top, you make her look dominant, you make people believe in her again, and then you have her win or you have her lose. But you don't have her start from the bottom like you just signed her from damn indies. That's not who she is. So for me, I don't care for it. I get the posturing for her fans. They need it. They need to hear from her. They need to hear. And I love that for y'all. She need to go out there and win in some major wins and get herself back in that picture and either win the damn title and be the women's champion before Britt gets back, or see hell when Britt gets here. Because when Britt gets here, all of that is going to get the brakes put on it. And I hate to say it, but they're going to slam the brakes on Thunder Rosa when Britt decides she's ready to come back. So while that girl is gone, you need to be putting foot to ass and foots on necks to try to get that title back. Because we all know Britt is Tony's darling.
Mm-hmm.
And when Britt's ready to come back for that title, they're going to damn near hand it to her, unless it's on Mercedes at that point. Then at that point, Britt's going to have to really work for it, because Mercedes cannot wrestle Britt. And that just is what it is. But while she don't have that in her ear, she got to take advantage of that. That's what I need from Thunder right now. That's what I need to get back to her right now. Not that she's doing anything wrong. It's just not the right path. She needs to.
Right.
And she needs to do it now.
Yeah. Because it's like, what was her toughest opponent? Lady Frost before? And that's not a knock on Lady Frost.
Right.
That's like the biggest name.
Right. And we're talking about Thunder Rosa.
Yeah.
So, just saying.
After that, we hear from Deonna, who says she understood why Thunder does not want his help. And she says Tony's not fit to be champion, and then challenged Mariah Wednesday.
This is an interesting question. I'm gonna leave this up here. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
I feel like I don't think we're going to know till they're both on TV. Britt's not on TV right now, because we have to see when she wants to come back. Because then he's going to be stuck. Unless, Mercedes is over in the TBS championship world. You know? So that's a little bit different. She's going to be... They could both... He might put both the titles on both of them.
I don't think that they could coexist that way.
I don't either.
And the only reason is because the fans, I won't say AEW has done it, but the fans have already declared the TBS title as the mid-card women's championship. The CEO is not going to the mid-card.
Mm-hmm.
Neither is the DMD. I think DMD being homegrown gets, because she is a pillar, she will edge out Mercedes, but Mercedes' ability to draw is going to edge out Britt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really going to depend on what's going on and how they integrate Britt back into the women's division once she's ready to go back. Because immediately putting them against each other is not going to do anything for Britt. It is going to hurt Britt. Because the way that Mercedes Vernado, I'm not even going to call her Monet, that woman wrestling right now after that New Japan stint, coming back from an injury, she is wrestling at some of the highest caliber of wrestling that she has ever wrestled, which is why I think they are being very careful about who they put her on TV with.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of women in that locker room that even if Mercedes wrestles down, it's still going to look like she's wrestling circles around them. Mm-hmm. And that's not because Mercedes came from WWE. That's because of Mercedes' work ethic and who she is and how well-rounded she is as a wrestler. Right? It's the same reason why when Jade had her streak, you did not see her go against certain people. because they did not want to expose Jade, right? Now, there are some women on that card that have wrestled with Mercedes before. Ruby has wrestled mm-hmm. with Mercedes before. You know, Toni Storm has wrestled. Mm-hmm. There are women there that have, but the number of women that have versus the number of women that haven't, it's offset. And they cannot put her in a program with Athena right now. Mm-mm. Because she is not the one to unseat the forever champion. Because if the person that beat Mercedes for the first ever New Japan title could not unseat Athena, it can't be Mercedes. Mm-mm. So they have to be selective about it, right? So when Britt comes back, that's not where Britt's going. Mm-mm. They can thrust her into that picture, but it's not, they're going to have to sit on that for a minute because Britt is going to have to come ready. And the only person on that roster right now that is ready is Tony. And that's because they've been there, done that. Mm-hmm. Right? So they already have chemistry there. Other than that, it's Willow.
Yep.
No, and it's no shade to any of the other women. It's not. But the only two people that can touch her right now are those two. And Athena, who we're not putting against each other right now.
Nope.
So it's gonna have to be real delicate in the way that Tony and Will and all of them in the higher ups handle that when Britt is ready to come back. Just saying. Sorry if that was a tangent, guys. Yes.
No.
Y'all know I like to answer y'all questions.
Yeah, it's a sticky situation.
It's very sticky.
Yeah.
You don't have the benefit of, and I hate to say this because it's not a comparison. It is apples and oranges. But you do not have the benefit of a Paul Levesque mm-hmm. having 75 women who all wrestle at this caliber and then like 50 women who wrestle at this caliber that you can interchange, right? Mm-hmm. AEW has unfortunately clear divisions in their women's
talent. It's
and so because there's not a lot of mid-card filler there, they got to do what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
You better hope Jamie Hayter can hang with Mercedes.
So, yeah, we reverse that one.
It's the other way around.
Yeah.
It's the other way around.
That's not a shade to Jamie. Jamie's amazing.
It's not. Jamie's amazing. But what? She got to be fully optimized.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. She needs to be training right now. Every day.
Every day.
I'm sure she is, but she needs to step it up.
Yeah.
That's the thing is their locker room is so young. A lot of them are so young. And like we say with Anna Jay, she's growing. Julia, growing. You know, they're still like getting used to being on TV and even, you know, they haven't wrestled very long, and that's not a knock. They're just, it's, you can't.
They have a young roster.
Yeah, it's a disservice to them if they put them with Mercedes, and then they're like, they would look dumb. So.
Because there's not enough veterans to do the Billy Starks and Athena thing, mm-hmm. right? Because Billy Starks was great already,
mm-hmm.
and Athena has helped Billy Starks rocket into something. There are not enough hands-on veterans in that locker room to do that with our younger girls so that we're seeing them build in front of us. We're mm-hmm. seeing them grow in front of us. We're seeing Red Velvet grow in front of us. We're seeing Mariah, who did a ridiculous stint in New Japan, come over here and show us who she is. And Ajay is growing. Mm-hmm. We don't know when our girl is going to come back from the baby, but you know, she's got some growth to do. We got mm-hmm. we got girls that are growing in front of us. We don't have already made stars. So when you put already made stars into a baby garden, you have to be careful.
Yeah.
So
that's and even just, we're not the biggest fans of Serena, but Serena's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she could be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
You could throw her to Mercedes, which I thought we were going to do.
Right. But Serena's not ready to be in the picture that long.
No. Yeah.
Serena's doing exactly what she should be doing, which is wrestling the younger girls and growing mm-hmm. them.
Exactly.
That's where
Serena. We don't have a lot of natties in an AEW.
And I see that. Jamie Hayter is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She is amazing. But if you put her in that ring with Sasha, now Mercedes Moné, you're going to see some flaws in her that you didn't think you were going to see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a hit to AEW. It's simply the dynamic. Because I can be the best wrestler that you've ever seen in WWE, right? And never have wrestled anyone in New Japan, anyone on the Indies. And I'm going to give an example. And this is not a hit to my girl because I feel like she could wrestle anybody. Bianca is one of the best talents we have seen.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have not seen her outside of WWE. Is she someone that I think would flourish outside of WWE? Absolutely. She could wrestle any style. She could wrestle anybody. That's going to be a thing, right? Cool. Naomi was a star. And it wasn't until she went and wrestled on the Indies and wrestled in Impact that people were finally like, oh,
mm-hmm.
okay. So when you have a lack of crossover sometimes, when that crossover does happen, you see some shit get exposed. It happened with Athena when Athena first came.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a hit to Athena. Athena's an amazing wrestler, but there were some things she had to clean up, and she did.
Yep.
And now she's your forever champion. So different situations and different, you know, boundaries and metrics will cause things to come across differently. And that's why I say you got to be ready, because I can be the hottest thing on the Indies. But if I am wrestling the top person in WWE right now, that's a completely different caliber of wrestling than it is to wrestle the top women on the Indies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no shade to either one. They're just different caliber, not even calibers. I would say different environments.
Yeah.
It's just different environments. And you have to be able to flourish across all of them. Mercedes has shown she can.
Yeah.
Others have to show that in order to hang with her. So, yeah. We'll see. We're going to see, though.
Yeah.
We're going to see.
It's just, you know, the motto around here. We'll see.
If she's training now, it won't take her long, Eddie. If she's training now, it won't take her long. But we have to see how she is when she comes off her injury.
Yeah. What are we hoping? Wembley?
I'd like that. Wembley would be a good time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The whole summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We've made it to our collision main event.
Yay.
BCC versus, I'm not even calling the Don Callis family, Hobbs Kyle Fletcher. Mm. Your boy gets his own entrance.
Mm.
No Callis.
Amanda, if I come to Vegas, you're going to have to help me meet that man because I know that's your bestie. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now's the time to do it because I'm in a relationship. So we don't have to worry about me trying to ruin anybody's marriage. Okay? So, that's all right. I'm going to just send you a DM. I'm going to just send you a DM. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. It's going to happen. Last year was not it. This year it is. This is the year.
Last year there were some other things that had to happen, and those happened. Now this year, it's going to be different.
Yeah. It's a new year. It's a better year. This year, you're going to meet Hobbs. Yeah. This is the year.
It's the year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
What a match.
It was actually really, really,
really good.
It was really good. I did not expect Kyle and Hobbs to work together that well.
Who knew?
Yeah.
And we said we didn't want them as a tag team in the tournament, but then they were.
I did say that. Now I have the evil words because they were kind of good together.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I don't hate it. And you know, I know when I'm wrong. I was a little bit wrong. They're great. Their sole purpose was to break down Brian. For next week, for Ospreay. They did. They tried.
They did try.
But can we talk about Claudio lifting your man up and spinning him?
No. That didn't happen.
I'm not even going to talk about the end, but...
That did not happen. Why are you being disrespectful right now?
Sorry. I'm sorry, because this is the battle of our men's, and...
You trying to be disrespectful.
I'm sorry. It happened.
It did not happen. I didn't see that part. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but okay. I didn't see that happen.
I'm sorry. But Claudio's a big, strong boy. Also, Lucha legend Claudio Castagnoli hitting a Hurricane Rana off the commentary booth onto Kyle. So please.
That did happen.
Goes to CMLL once. Now he's Lucha legend Claudio Castagnoli.
I mean, you know.
Hey, he wanted to prove to them that he can hang with Lucha.
He did. That's what he wanted to do.
And he can. And tall man. Yeah, that match was wild. Kyle really tried with trying to lift up the padding. That was the match, actually. Kyle versus the floor padding to slam Brian. That was not going to happen. Even Hobbs tried to help. It didn't work.
Yeah.
They had to adjust. Hard hitting. BCC wins.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow. And we don't even get to celebrate because Takeshka comes in and attacks. Attacks Claudio and attacks Brian. You get a beat down from the Don Callis family. The end. Straight into Battle of the Belts.
Yeah. That happened.
That was good. You know what? It redeemed himself. Last week was not a good collision. So, you know what? I'm glad we didn't have to talk about
it. Yeah, this one was better.
This was better. This was a great way to end it. I mean, not like great for Brian Danielson, but it was a great show.
Yeah.
And then we went straight into Battle of the Belts. Brian still beat up. And then we go into a little interview, Hook and Shibata. Shibata says he got Hook's back, but Hook says, nah, I'm cool. And then we get Hook versus Shane Taylor. Ya boy, challenging for the FTW championship. How do we feel?
I'm going to say two things.
Okay.
One, he looked amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Shane's always looking great. He looks better every match. Two, he's bigger than that title. Yeah. So I'm glad Hook retained it.
Yeah.
There's no way that I would have accepted the same man who just went head to head with BCC and held his own, right? Because he did.
Mm-hmm.
With Mox. Him and Mox was there doing things. Okay. Rumble in the Jungle. To then beat Hook for a title that's barely on TV. Mm-hmm. That would not have served Shane Taylor Promotions at all. Because as much as Shane and them want to be dominant, Shane also wants to grow the business. So giving Hook that win over a big guy and still looking strong did exactly that. Because then Shane just goes back to Lee Moriarty and Anthony Ogogo and keeps kicking main card motherfuckers' asses.
Mm-hmm.
And Hook goes on about his business.
Yeah.
I think it happened the only way it could have happened. Because if they would have pulled the trigger and put that title on Shane, then what?
Mm-mm.
Because Shane is such a talker and STP is so dominant that would have put that title higher than some other titles and some other stuff going on in the company. Yeah. And I don't think that's the purpose of that title, if that makes sense.
No.
Plus, I want FTW champion to be, I don't even want Hook to have that title, because I'm going to be honest, I want an FTW champion to be an ECW type of person. I want them to be a hardcore, crazy wrestling, you know, give me the foolishness type of person, because that's what that title is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So until they can get it there.
Yeah, with Hook, it's a little... it's a little pure title. He's a little, because he's a submission guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little too nice.
Yeah.
But he did lift up Shane. So, yes, now, it did do its purpose for him showing that he is a strong boy. Yeah,
he's sore as hell today. I'm going to tell y'all right now. The hips and the knees is hurting like hell, because if you've never seen Shane in person, when they say 330 plus pounds, the man weighs all of that. I've hugged this man's neck multiple times. That is somebody that I consider a friend. That's a big man. Mm-hmm. It ain't TV. It ain't the cameras. Mm-mm. That Mm-mm. man is big. Mm-hmm. Okay. So shout out to Hook for that.
Yeah. Okay. Good job. He choked that man out, unfortunately.
He had to sell it.
Yeah.
Because it really didn't look like he choked him out. But he
really did. He was like,
it was a struggle.
Kind of like a little kid hugging on, you know?
It did. It looked like, you know, when you go to like the zoo and the little kid buys the Velcro monkey toy that hangs around the neck? That's what it looked like. Not calling him a monkey.
Baby snort.
But you know, the little like,
the
or whatever, and they Velcro at the hands and it's supposed to be around the neck? That's what it looked like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did what it needed to do. It puts Shane back, you know, eyes on Shane, make Hook look strong. Did what it needed to do.
Yeah.
Rocky backstage with Lexi, and she asked him about all this best friends drama. Again, he's in the middle. He says he doesn't know what's happening. He's focused on this international title, eliminator tonight. Kyle pops up and says, good luck, man. We move on.
Yeah.
All right. Roddy with the Kingdom versus Rocky Romero. My boy Rocky. The one really just bringing New Japan and AEW together. So if you like everything that's happening, say thank you to Rocky. We still have to have Roddy there, mm-hmm. I guess. Roddy wins. We had a little celebration. Kyle shows up. Kyle's like, hey, I'm going to go check on Rocky. You know, I told him good luck. I'm going to be a good person. What happens? Roddy turns on Kyle.
Of course.
Which, like, hello. Obviously, we were waiting for this. But gets a beatdown. It happens. Roddy versus Kyle next week at Dynasty.
Yay.
For the international championship. Come on, Kyle. Please. Sweet baby
anybody
Kyle.
Could, anybody but Roddy, because that's not my international champion. I don't know that man.
What's he even doing with this title? I feel like he's doing nothing. I feel like everyone else who's had it has more of a time with it than Roddy's had. And I'm including when Rey Fénix had the title for a week and a half or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Mox, come on. Like,
I told you, I said on shows in the past, it was going to be hard for whoever it is that's going to come after Orange holding that title. And I don't think Roddy has done it.
No, I think it's also an Undisputed Kingdom issue because, well, in theory, it should be good.
Yeah, it's well, not. AEW shows us that theory and execution.
It's not good.
Not always match. So
on paper, this would be great. It sounds like it's a good time, but we're not having a good time.
Right. I'm not.
I'm not. speaking of Sarita Deeb, like I said earlier, Sarita Deeb, who has now become a fan of bodysuits, is interviewed. She calls out Yuka to a match, and I'm just excited to see Yuka, the magical girl, on my TV because I love her. All right. Our main event of Battle of the Belts. 10? This is 10? We've been through 10 of these? Oh, God.
I have no idea anymore.
I think they said 10. The Ring of Honor Championship was on the line. Women's Championship. Our forever champ. The best champ in all of the world. Fight me. She's the greatest. She's the best champ right now. Athena. I said what I said, and I've been saying this for a while. With our new women's television champion, Billy Starks, versus Red Velvet. One of the best Red Velvet matches we've had. I think so.
If you're going to say that.
I'm just saying, Red Velvet, this is the best she's looked. And it's Athena. Sure. Athena makes everyone look great.
Yes. Shout out to Athena.
Athena just came out to show everyone, this is why you should pay $9.99 to watch my show every week.
Bozo.
I mean, yeah. If I never have to review a battle about my life, I will be happy.
I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with it.
Not giving.
No. When we didn't have two TV shows, it was cute. But now, no. But this was a great main event. This was a great match. Mm-hmm.
It just really isn't much to say about it because nobody believed that Athena was going to lose this belt.
Yeah.
Sorry. No. If you did, I have a bridge that I can sell you that just collapsed.
Oh, no.
Because you're crazy if you thought it was going to be Red Velvet.
No. It was great. But the outcome was what we thought it was. Athena
retains.
But here we go. We get Billy and Athena ready to attack Red Velvet. But who comes out? Queen Amanada herself to Red Velvet's aid and knocks them both out. So which title is she going for, though? Who's she going for?
Queen Amanada?
Yeah, she can go with anyone she wants.
And she's not going for... I don't even think it's about the title anymore. She's just mad about how Billy beat her.
That's true.
It's just one of those, like, this group, blah, 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 blah. You know, like, I don't even think it's about the title anymore. Can Amanada hold the TV championship? Sure, but they're definitely going to let Billy see what she can do with it first.
Mm-hmm.
So, because right now, having it on her... And her with Athena, the forever champion, there is no other place for that title to be right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if they take it off of Billy and put it on to Amanada, that's still Billy and Amanada.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't touch Athena.
Mm-hmm.
Athena can say, okay, go handle that.
Yeah.
She's your first minion issue.
Yeah.
Your minion issues. Go handle that.
But I could also see Amanada... I want to see them picking people out for a little bit. But right. I do also want to see what Amanada and Athena looks like.
I would want to see that, but not quite yet.
Yeah.
I need some more time for Amanada to cook.
Mm-hmm. But when it does, it's going to hit.
Yeah.
That's how we ended. We battled some belts.
Mm-hmm. We collided. We
mm-hmm.
had.
We were rampaged.
And
yeah,
were you?
I don't know what else to say. Thanks for hanging out with us on this tangent-filled show. Thanks all 251 of you at this point. There was more of you for a second. Appreciate it.
All of you.
All of you. Thanks. It's been a couple weeks, so we thought you'd forgotten. So
facts.
I think we're just set
frozen yogurt today because it is a beautiful day in DFW, Texas. So my sister wants to go get frozen yogurt, but I got ice cream downstairs, and that means I don't have any house. So I'm really conflicted.
It has been raining all weekend, and it's cold now. So,
but you guys, I hope that everyone has a wonderful weekend. I plugged one liquor today, but I did not plug another. So I'll plug another. I'll give you guys a liquor recommendation because we're technically supposed to be having drinks because it's the brunch.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that. Also, if you have not been to For Your Wear recently, a lot of good People of Color merch is on For Your Wear right now. We saw a lot of WWE superstars and superstars over Mania weekend wearing For Your Wear merch. Please go cop it. Support the wrestlers. Also, if you are a rum drinker, Bruno Mars has a rum called Selvaray. And this is the white. He has a dark rum that's a chocolate rum, and then he has a regular rum. And it's amazing. So, Luke Belair, the blue bottle if you want a green mimosa. The blue's my favorite. Silver Ray rum. We're going to start getting some sponsorships with these people. I'm going to start sending some emails.
Please do. But you still got to hit up BetterHelp because, you know, Casey.
I did. I need to follow up with them. I need to follow up with BetterHelp. Got that promo code because some of y'all need some therapy. And we're going to make that happen. But yes, if you want alcohol recommendations, drink recommendations, always hit me up. I'm a drinker. And we are going to start doing like a drink of the episode or something like that. Mm-hmm. Once we get back to it, we just got to get back to this.
It's been stopped.
Also, the Twitter segment will be coming too once I get back.
Yeah. Things are, you know, we had some weeks off. Life is life. In. We're getting to it, guys.
Life is life very, very hard right now for me. Very, very hard. But I'm here.
Send Mika all your good energy, y'all.
I would appreciate that.
If you love Mika the way y'all say you love Mika, send her love. Because I will always send her love.
Guys. And we'll pray about All In. We'll pray about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks for hanging out, guys. Y'all know where to follow me. Al Yeah Pod. Give me an Al Yeah. You can go look at that Ring of Honor preview I did a couple weeks ago. Maybe I'll do a Dynasty post show. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. Figure it out. I got plans going for that. Don't forget, if you are in the Central California Fresno area, you can always hang out with me every Wednesday for Dynamite. And probably Dynasty next week at Spokeasy and Tower. I always put it up. But yeah. Thanks for hanging out. Subscribe to Body Slam. Watch all of our after shows. Follow us online. Mika, where can we find you online?
I already know. Mika the Mage. That's where I am. Where, I'm around.
All right. And we'll see you next week with Dynasty previews. So get your fingies ready. Get your thoughts ready. Yeah. Bye.
Bye, guys.